and handled. This is the Flipside, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group, our toll-free number, which, believe it or not, actually even works over the weekend, is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, republictradinggroup.com, which I admit last weekend I didn't do any updates, but this weekend we'll be doing updates. Quick check of what happened on Wall Street today. Funny how things change. Wall Street closed out a volatile week. Basic understatement. With a mixed performance today after a pair of economic reports dashed hopes for an interest rate cut anytime soon. Now, I will lay money that next week there will be a report coming out that says we may have an interest rate cut. Dow Jones Industrials closed down 15 points at 12,487. NASDAQ squeaked out a point gain at 2,435. The Noble Metal closed down $3.70 in New York at 646. Silver off 10 cents at 336. Platinum off a buck at 1,183. Palladium was flat on the day, sitting there at 353. Crude oil was the big story of the day. I guess suddenly they discovered it's winter in January, and it gets really cold, especially if you live on the East Coast. Crude oil higher by $1.27 at the close of business today, ended the week at $55.50 a barrel. The U.S. dollar today was marginally stronger, climbed above the 85 area, closed at 85.11, up 16 basis points. And it was, without question, a good week for gold. And gold has been rising initially from a technical point of view, but largely because of recent de-hedging and lower than needed supply to satisfy slowing growing demand from traditional sources, including India. India. Yes, India. I thought it was China. No. India. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll have the rest of the story on gold and other events that happened this week. We'll be back. We'll be right back.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday evening, talking about the action in gold this week. It was interesting. I don't think there's any connection with the fact that gold blew past $650 earlier this week, just after the President's State of the Union address, but that's, call it coincidence. $650 was a strong up-level support. But unfortunately, gold didn't manage to hold above 650, but it did show it had strength. Thursday, gold futures touched their highest level in 2 months at one point, breaking through the key resistance level at $650 an ounce. Still, the metal closed weaker as oil prices eased yesterday, but that changed when the cold wind blew through the East Coast today. The first stab at 655 was indeed met with resistance, said John Nadler, an investment product analyst at Bullion Dealers, Kitco.com. James Moore of the Bullion Desk believes there remains upside potential for the noble metal, however. He said, although a period of consolidation around current levels would be healthier for the longevity of the current rally, gold still has plenty of room on the charts before running into overbought territory. At the same time, gold remains vulnerable in the short term to price fluctuations in the oil sector. Well, to cut it all down to the basics, my friends, the worry about the future of the dollar is steadily growing, leading to a climate of uncertainty, which will inevitably lead to gold being bought worldwide. It has everything to do with the dollar. It's not too complicated. People try to make it too complicated. I had a call from a guy today who wanted to see the charts on what gold has done for the past 20 years. If you want to see, if you're a chartist and you want to see what gold has done over the last 20 years, over the last 50 years, over the last 100 years, over the last 500 years, Kitco is a very good source to go to. Just go to kitco.com. At the top of the page, you'll see a little link that says charts and data. And you can go back and you can look at any month, any year, your heart desires, and you can see what gold has done. But it gives you an idea of what gold prices have done. Pretty spectacular since George Bush took office, and gold has doubled. And actually even, almost tripled in price since Bush took office. And what do the charts tell you when you look at that? Is this repudiation of the Bush administration's policies, or is it just simply reflecting what has happened to the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar in the last 4 years? I submit to you it reflects a loss of purchasing power in the U.S. dollar. As I said, this is not something that requires a great deal of economic insight to figure out. It all has to do with the dollar. End of story. Oil, some people used to make the connection that gold prices were rising with oil prices, which they did. But gold has shown itself to detach itself from oil. Today, typical example, today was a big day for oil, up over a buck. Gold was down $3. So that illustrates that gold doesn't necessarily follow what oil is doing. This week and this weekend, obviously, all the hobnobs of the intellectual elite are meeting in Davos, Switzerland. Who knows what's going to come out of that? But they are very nervous. Why are they very nervous? Well, they need to be very nervous because the Middle East is about to go up in a ball of flames. We've said this many times before. Not that anybody in Washington is listening. Well, even the decider-in-chief wouldn't listen to his generals, wouldn't listen to anybody because he's the decider. I'm the decider. The Middle East this week we had a civil war break out in Beirut between Shiites and Sunnis. Lebanon is predominantly Sunni. It is a melting pot. I hate using that term, but it is a melting pot of different. It's a country of minorities. There's a Christian minority. There's a Sunni minority. There's a Shiite minority. Well, because of obviously the tensions that have been created in Iraq, you have all these Sunni states now starting to deal with uprising of Shiites. And it's not going to be limited to Beirut. You are going to see these ethnic clashes breaking out in places like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, because this is what this foreign policy of this administration has done in the Middle East. It is torn open the wound of centuries between the ethnic fractions, And it is, unfortunately, showing itself up on national television shows on a regular basis now. We see, well, in Beirut, they said it was predominantly, it was a student uprising. No, it wasn't a student uprising. It was clashes between two opposing religious belief systems. Baghdad, you hear of the bombings that are taking place in Shiite neighborhoods. Why are there bombings taking place in Shiite? Well, they have a very strong religious belief system. They don't like, believe it or not, they don't like drugs, they don't like alcohol, they don't like pornography, they don't like anything Western, if you will. The Shiites are somewhat pro-Western. They like pornography, they like alcohol, they like Western lifestyle things. And when these bombs go off, this is what the media is not telling you, these bombs are going off in predominantly these areas where those merchants are peddling that stuff, which they were never able to do under the Saddam Hussein regime. I mean, think about this, my staunch conservative friends out there. Saddam Hussein ruled with an iron fist. Pornography was banned. Alcohol was banned. All the evils, all the sins were banned in Iraq. Well, it's not only in Iraq. South Africa, we banned Playboy magazine. Well, South Africa banned a lot of things. But there you have a situation where what this president has done is he's unleashed centuries-old vendettas. And it's not going to get any better anytime soon. What is sending 20,000 troops to Baghdad going to do? It's going to create 20,000 additional victims that the government, by the way, is not going to look after. These politicians are so disingenuous. They talk about supporting the troops. The whole debate is about support for the troops. Well, I'm against the war, but I support the troops. I even say that, but I support the grunts. But the disingenuousness with these people is this weekend, for instance, there's an opening. They're opening this huge facility in San Antonio, Texas. It was put together by the Intrepid Foundation. These are private citizens who, after visiting Walter Reed Hospital, saw the plight of these kids coming back from Iraq with no arms, no legs, no brains, some of them so severely injured. And the medical facilities were prehistoric. And so they got together and they raised. This is not government. This is not some congressman saying, what a really neat thing to do. We got these kids into a war that was based on a lie, and when they come back, we give them secondhand medical treatment. So this weekend they're opening up this big facility in San Antonio, all private donations. In large part, a big chunk of that cash was handed over by folks on the left. Like Sher wrote a check for $300,000. Rosie O'Donnell wrote a check for $300,000. Don Imus' radio show generated $15 million. But yeah, these are private individuals doing something that it is the obligation of the government. If you are going to send a nation's sons and daughters off to fight in some godforsaken war, don't you at least have the honesty and the dignity and the respect to at least give them the best medical attention you can when they return home? Don't get me started on this one. But here you have another example of the insanity of George Bush and his foreign policy, which is all dictated by Israel, by the way. Nobody wants to talk about that. Look at Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter is getting pillared because he dared question, well, he said something else as well that is causing is causing a lot of people discomfort in Washington, D.C. Said there's too many Jews on the Holocaust Council. Way to go, Jimmy. Didn't really like him that much. Maybe I'm just getting old. See you now. Anyway, a lot more to come, my friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
The truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you're mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Robbie Noel on the flip side with you. Other stories out this week. Mike Nifong, yes, the prosecutor in the Duke rape case, is facing more ethical charges. Could be disbarred. Could lose his law license. Heard many fine, upstanding lawyers discussing the Mike Nifong situation on the Bubble Vision. They all say he's just a rogue prosecutor. In other words, there are fine, upstanding prosecutors around America. Mike Nifong is just an exception to this, hiding evidence, withholding exculpatory evidence that could, these kids' lives have been destroyed forever, for life. They will always be remembered as the Duke rape case kids. So is this isolated? I submit to you, my friends, this is not an isolated incident. it is only one incident that has received such publicity, but this goes on every day at U.S. prosecutors' offices around the country. Because these people are political appointees. These people are looking to climb the corporate ladder. And if it means sending some guy up the river, so be it, they do it. Look how many cases we've had recently. And another one today. Guy's been in jail for 22 years, charged with rape. DNA proved he didn't do it. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent in this country. The justice system is completely broken. Look what you saw this week with Alberto Gonzalez. Here's a man who has disdain for the Constitution that he swore to uphold and defend. He doesn't think you have a right to habeas corpus. Not a right. It's a privilege, according to him. And then you want to take a look at the case of the two Border Patrol agents that are now sitting in jail, twiddling their thumbs, waiting for George Bush to pardon them? Will George Bush pardon the two Border Patrol agents? Of course not. Same way as he didn't offer clemency to that lady in Texas, who he did not commute a death sentence. Even though she had accepted Christ as the Lord and Savior and had changed her way, she was a model prisoner. This is one, I hate to say this, but this man is this one sick puppy. He is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is with this guy. Smarter people, psychologists, well, maybe not psychologists, but smarter people should be able to figure this guy out. But he has. He's got a sickness. I don't know what it is. I'm the decider, he says today. I'm the decider who makes these decisions about what we're going to do in Iraq. Look, in his State of the Union speech, he didn't even mention Katrina. What is more important, bringing stability to Baghdad or bringing life back to an American city like New Orleans? Not one mention. New Orleans is in chaos. New Orleans could do with 20,000 troops because crime in New Orleans is out of control. Nobody wants to talk about it. Why? Well, because it involves people of color. And we don't want to be prejudicial now, do we? So it's a crazy world in which we live. Now, while the news media has been gushing on about Democrats passing six bills in a mere 100 hours, obviously, also bear in mind, this is without committee hearings, floor debate, markup, or rules. What they failed to mention is the House introduced 658 resolutions for new laws that they plan to enact. And this is why you got, you know, politicians, when they can't logically figure out how to solve a problem, the first thing that jumps to their mind is, let's pass a law that makes it illegal. Like that's going to do anything. Well, here's four new laws that the media is not telling you about. The NICS Improvement Act, H.R. 297. NICS is the National Firearms Background Checks for Public required under the Brady Law. Yes, they want to improve the act. I wonder what they want to improve it to. Is it possible that if you have had a mental disorder somewhere in your life, maybe you saw someone who said you were suffering from anxiety and most probably gave you a prescription for psychotropic drugs that's supposed to sort your problem out? Guess what? Now with the new national ID card, all your medical information will be on biometrics. It will be accessible to the folks who run NICS. And guess what? If you have a mental deficiency, you cannot own a firearm. Then we've got H.R. 256. This is the child. You always got to love it when they put the word child in a bill. You know it's bad news. The Child Gun Safety and Gun Access Prevention Act of 2007. Yeah, unintended consequences of the change in power in Washington, D.C. H.R. 96, my favorite one, the gun show loophole closing act of 2007. You see, this is where the terrorists come to buy their arms. And there's another one. We haven't gone through them all. There's actually a toy gun ban. Yes, H.R. 428. Unbelievable. Anyway, a lot more to come. Stay tuned, my friends. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. Or call 800-724-2719.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Friday. Robbie Noel with you. Yes, Second Amendment issues are coming to the fore once again. There are 120 of the nation's governors and mayors meeting in Washington, D.C. Yes, all the planning is going on. I guess the Republicans have a retreat this week where they're going to plot and scheme how to win back power. They'll never win back power. Republicans are going to be lost in the wilderness for another 40 years. George Bush has destroyed, quote-unquote, the Republican Party, and he's also destroyed so-called conservatives. They will never get back into power. Never. I'm sorry to say this to you. It's just a simple fact of life. Well, the neoconservatives, which everybody now equates to conservatives and Republicans. So if you are constitutionalist, if you are a person that reveres the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, America's founding, You can thank George Bush. He's put you way at the bottom of the hill. Now you got to work your way all the way back up to the top of it. And the unfortunate thing is these gun grabbers are going to have a field day over the next, as long as they're in power. According to city executives, they have run out of options to keep guns off the streets. Gun buyback programs and stings on vendors who violate the laws haven't solved the problem, they said. No kidding. I'm so glad they came to this realization that all the stupid gun buybacks and the sting operations are abject failures. They don't want to address the real cause or the real root of the problem. No, that would be too hard. We got to blame it on an inanimate object. A little piece of steel. Oh yeah, that's the root cause of all the ills in society. A piece of steel. Not the individual. Mayor Michael Bloomberg. I'm sure he's going to throw his hat in the ring. He's going to run for a Republican ticket together with John McCain. I mean, look at the options people have come 2008. It's going to be between Rudy Giuliani, who is about he is as far left as Hillary Clinton is far right. You got John McCain, who still hasn't recovered from his experiences in Vietnam. And who you got? Mitt Romney? These are the choices on the Republican. Now, granted, I know Ron Paul is running, but that's neither here nor there. I'm just looking at the options that you got on the one side. And the other side, you got Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Edwards. I will tell you that Barack Obama has absolutely no chance whatsoever, and he will implode faster than he soared. And John Edwards, he's a lawyer from the South. He's got two strikes against him already. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, being the divisive person that she is, one thing you cannot forget. She has a husband called Bill Clinton, and as much as I despise Bill Clinton's policies and philosophies, you can't argue. The man is a consummate politician. He is a smart strategist. He knows what he's doing. He has many friends in high influential places around the world. He is widely liked, unfortunately. And I'm sure most politicians would kill to have Bill Clinton's Rolodex. Now, when you put the rest of the Democrats up against the Clinton machine, it's going to be, I'd be hard-pressed to say that Hillary is not going to be the nominee. Now, this may delight the idiots like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. But these are, if you want to blame somebody, I'd blame those guys. Anyway, back to, the mayors and the new gun laws that are coming. They said they are attempting to avoid serious conflicts with pro-gun groups, sportsmen, and advocates of the Second Amendment, which the NRA is not an advocate for Second Amendment issues. NRA is in bed with these people. If the NRA was functional and did what it's supposed to do, what its charter says it should do, they wouldn't have passed 22,000 gun laws. It says, more on the story, the mayors are asking lawmakers to allow the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, the ATF, which should have been a disbanded government agency, but they decided to keep it on after Waco, to share gun registry information with city and state police forces. Conservative Republicans, whoever they are, who oppose additional laws restricting gun purchases and ownership, call the idea an undue intrusion on privacy rights. No kidding. You see, what this is going to do, and it's part of the laws that we told you that Congress is working on putting through this year, would give, let's say you pulled over for a traffic stop. Well, the police officer on his little screen, when he punches up your driver's license and or your registration plate, will immediately know whether or not you have a CCW. That's just what you need. Some young punk cop pulls up a guy and sees that, oh, he may be carrying. This is not a good thing. This, not in the land of the free and the home of the brave. This is not a good thing. The mayors yesterday also announced the creation of a congressional task force that's going to study gun violence and recommend solutions to curb illegal gun sales. I just know where this is going. The committee, this is a who's who. The committee will include Charles Rangel, John Conyers, Peter King. He's a Republican from New York that supports gun control. Way to go for a Republican. Mark Stephen Kirk, he's from Illinois. Death by illegal guns doesn't show any racial, partisan, political, or religious grounds. It's a national problem that has to be addressed, Mr. King said. Well, Mr. King, why don't you take a trip over to jolly old England? You know, there they banned handguns altogether. There, a citizen is not allowed to have the right to protect himself if his home's invaded. And they've enacted the most stringent anti-gun legislation of any westernized country on the face of the earth, maybe outside of Canada. Canada and Great Britain are par the course. But I think Great Britain leads the way. So what has been the result of years of strict gun control in Great Britain? Well, here's a story out of The Independent. That's out of London. The number of armed burglaries has risen to record levels, new crime figures show. Latest statistics from the Home Office reveal that 645 cases of burglars using a firearm in the year ending April 2006. Criminals using a firearm? I thought it was illegal for anybody to own a firearm. How is it that criminals have access to firearms? Oh, yeah, that's right. Criminals don't obey firearms laws, do they? No, it's only law-abiding people who abide by firearms laws. Well, look, all you got to do is go to South Africa and ask those fine people over there. How is it that they are dealing with the new draconian gun laws in South Africa now that good guys aren't allowed to own any firearms? Guess what? All the bad guys have now AK-47s and are at free will to go around shooting farmers at random. But let's not get into that one. The figures were published in the British Crime Survey, an annual assessment of households that it is considered the most accurate indicator of crime as it includes incidents not reported to the police. It showed overall guns were used in 4,120 robberies in England and Wales in the year ending April 2006, a 10% increase on the previous 12 months. The total number of crimes involving a firearm, now bear in mind, it's illegal to own a firearm in Great Britain, 11,084. The Home Office Minister, Tony McNulty, stressed that the rise in residential armed robberies represented a tiny portion, 0.4%, of the 11 million crimes reported during that period. He said that since the figures were collected, the government had toughened its stance on gun crime and now had some of the toughest firearms legislations in the whole of Europe. Well, it looks like it's really working for you guys over there. It is as brain dead as Gordon Brown selling half of Great Britain's gold reserves at $275 an ounce. And he's trying to defend himself now by saying he made a good decision. It was a good decision at the time. Yeah. How do you feel now with gold at $650? Did whatever you sold the gold for and converted into, did it return the same kind of investment that you would have had if you could just had left the gold alone? What is it with these people that get into positions of power? Do they just take a silly pill? Is it just me? I mean, you can only come to one conclusion. Either these people are the dumbest, silliest people on the entire planet, or else they're just inherently evil. It's stupid or evil. I often used to refer to the Republican Party as the stupid party and the Democrat Party as the evil party. And so we are caught between stupid and evil. How are you expected to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by so many turkeys? I ask you. It's a tough thing to comprehend. So here we once again are going to be facing, in the months to come, rising voices from the left, the Sarah Brady's of the world, handgun control, Inc. They're already out with, they're trying to pass this Child Protection Act. It's nuts. You drive with your kid in New Jersey in the back of the car, you light a cigarette, you're in trouble. California, they want to pass a law, makes it illegal for parents to discipline their children. And people just simply go along with it. I mean, the general populace is just going along with this. They're going along with, obviously, the death and destruction that's going on in the Middle East. It doesn't affect them. 99% of the people out there have no connection to this war in any way, shape, or form. It is not costing them anything. They haven't lost a loved one. They don't have to care for a disabled 19-year-old kid for the rest of his life. So they have no concept of it. And they all buy into the same tired argument. Well, it's best that we fight them over there than fight them over here. I don't know who came up with that one. Maybe it was the decider in chief. He couldn't come up with that one. That would be too smart for him to come up with. So now we are faced with this dilemma. Not only are we faced with an exploding situation in the Middle East, it's going to go from bad to worse. Israel more than likely is going to end up nuking Iran, and that's going to cause a whole other subset of problems. The Jewish lobby is in full control of the Democrats. There's no question about that. Hillary Clinton is a favorite amongst liberal Jews. And that's why she won in New York. That's why she went there, of course. And here, and at home, you've got home sales. This month, they were reported down 17%, largest decline in 9 years. But then you get another report that said that new home sales in December were up. Well, yeah, in December the new home sales were up, but in the year they were down 17%. So it's that same kind of confusing verbiage that has Joe Sixpack out there scratching his head. I don't know how we're going to solve this problem, to be perfectly honest with you. I have no clue. I'm enthusiastic about the potential of Ron Paul at least getting into maybe one or two debates, but that's probably highly unlikely. They won't allow Ron Paul. And anyway, how can Ron Paul explain? You've got a minute. Yeah, Mr. Paul, explain your opposition to gun control, and you have a minute for your response, and your opponent has 30 seconds to reply. You see, that's the time span of most people out there today. It's like 30 seconds. Anything longer than 30 seconds, it's too hard for the brain to comprehend. So we live in the soundbite world. And so this upcoming week, what do we got to look forward to? Unfortunately, more death and destruction coming out of the Middle East. The Scooter Libby trial could produce some interesting aspects for talking heads to talk about. No action will be taken. Scooter Libby trial is pretty much a page two story, even though the whole thing behind the trial is about when the administration started lying to the American people about the yellow cake from Niger, which wasn't there, and Joe Wilson wanted to blow the whistle and say, hey, listen, going to war because Saddam Hussein has nukes, there's nothing there, there's no there. And because he was speaking out in the New York Times about that, he had to be shut down. the politics of personal destruction kicked into high gear. Now, the question is Scooter Libby going to be the good soldier and take the sword, or is he going to rat out on his old boss, Dick Cheney? Dick Cheney is a man that also, I don't know, he must be taking the same drugs that George Bush takes. On CNN, he said, we are winning in Iraq. Iraq's a great success. Wolf Blitzer was beside himself. Couldn't understand it. Had to ask him a question about his lesbian daughter. He couldn't deal with the fact that he has a vice president of the United States. We're watching images of the country going up in smoke. He's become, you know what Dick Cheney has become? He's become the equivalent of Baghdad Bob. Remember Baghdad Bob? The press spokesman for the Iraqi government who was giving a press conference saying we are winning against the Yankee dogs. And in the background, you saw tanks rolling into Baghdad. Dick Cheney has become Baghdad Bob. Well, a little different. He's not as portly. And Baghdad Bob had a good heart. That heart problem with Dick Cheney is what's really affected him. He's just evil in personified. I mean, it's George Bush's brain. It's not Karl Rove, it's Dick Cheney. Anyway, final segment coming up, my friends. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Vamos!
Welcome back, my friends. So the final segment on this Friday, just a programming announcement for next week. As you know, Jeffrey Bennett and I switch duties from time to time. So next week, the schedule's kind of up in the air, but anyway, I'll be on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday of next week. Jeffrey Bennett will be on Wednesday and Friday. One of the offers that I'm still going to tell you about, I still think it's probably one of the better deals out there if you're looking for pre-1933 U.S. minted coinage, the $10 Liberty. Now, unfortunately, earlier this week, when gold prices were substantially less, we were offering these coins at exactly the same price as you could get a bullion, a half-ounce American Gold Eagle. Today, a half-ounce American Gold Eagle is going to run you $355. Believe this, a $10 pre-1933, a $10 Liberty, also equivalent to half ounce, just a little shy of a half ounce as far as gold content, but that was when it was constitutional money, is selling for a few dollars of, well, it's actually selling for $4 more than a half ounce American bullion coin. And currently we have them on offer at Republic Trading Group at $359 a piece. These are in extra fine condition. And as I said, when you compare them to bullion coins, if you've got a choice, you've got a bullion coin, half-ounce bullion coin in one hand and a numismatic coin in the other hand, which one would you prefer? It's a no-brainer. And in my opinion, these are the coins that are going to be in the highest demand. There's no question we're going to see gold soar way above $1,000 an ounce, and it's all based on everything I've said in the last hour. Chaos in the Middle East, continuing crises in Washington, D.C., with nobody with an apparent way to fix any of the problems. And so subsequently, when gold gets over $1,000 an ounce, these coins are going to be, without question, the coins in high demand. Who's going to be able to fork out over $1,000 for a one-ounce gold bullion coin? They're going to go, well, you know, maybe I'll go for something a little less expensive, like a half-ounce gold coin, which, with gold at $1,000 an ounce, these $10 Liberties will be trading close to $600 a piece. So you can acquire, and we have limited amounts, again, as usual, we don't have many, but you can give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. You can call over the weekend if we answer the phone. I don't know about Jeffrey answering the phone this weekend. I think he's got some personal chores to take care of, so he may not be there, but he may be. But you can give us a call, try us. If we answer the phone, we are there, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you about the noble metal, what it entails, give you all that insight, and take your order. As I said, $359 for XF. $10 Liberties. So, my friends, I trust you will have a safe and happy weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Till then, see you, bye.